Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. This podcast is a journey of discovery as we learn how the soul evolves over various incarnations to understand all about the complexities of being a human being who has to bravely navigate viewing life as a non-dualistic struggle between good and evil through consciousness-raising experiences that test our valor. Welcome back to the Infinite Life Podcast. You're in Season 7, Episode 2. This week, we open up the Eternal Mind Stream for Isaiah, who last week we did the age regression for. And this week, we're going to do some interesting travels in the non-Earth-based areas. So we're going to take Isaiah to the moments in time that are most important for her soul in relation to spiritual, physical, emotional, and mental weight. You will see that we do a lot of work with the archangels this week, and we actually go into a fairy realm. There's a spoiler there, the fairies. Now, I always wondered if fairies existed, but they've come up enough times now in my client sessions to know that the fairy realm is actually real. So for all of those who doubt about fairies, listen into this episode and you will learn. And also for those who are believers in fairies, and I always believed for a long time, but I wondered if I was just making it up, then you can delight and revel in some of the things that we learned this session with Isaiah. So I'll leave it at that. Just keep it short and sweet. As always, we thank all the participants of the Infinite Life Podcast for sharing their episodes with us, because we like to share insights that perhaps will shift something in your mind and help you with the issues that are confronting you so that you can manage your life and live the life that you were meant to live. Now, we can invite your spirit guides to be with you. You can do that now by sending that invitation and saying inside your mind, "I ask for my spirit guides to come and assist me now." They may be familiar or not. Let me know when you see, hear, feel, or sense their energy. Remember, you can put out your hand.
Yeah.
They're here? Okay, so we're here to ask for their guidance, protection, and assistance with your current issues that are burdening you to help you lighten up. Because you are ready to gain major insights into your soul's journey to help you resolve your present life issues and spiritual issues and lessons that have played out over lifetimes with various souls. We are asking to help gain specific insights to help resolve these issues and learn lessons and be more at peace and present in your body and in your lifetime as Isaiah. So Isaiah, could you please ask your spirit guides to identify themselves?
There's a lot.
Okay. Who wants to come forward first?
I think it's a dolphin type thing.
Dolphin. Okay. Beautiful. Does it have something on its head, or is it just like a dolphin? Is it like a narwhal, or is it a dolphin?
No, it's a dolphin. Dolphin.
Dolphin. Dolphin.
Classic one. Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. And hello, Dolphin. Thank you for coming today. I know that you're a dolphin, but can you communicate to Isaiah how long you have been with her?
Very long time.
Very long time. And is there some kind of a sound or a name that we can refer to you by today?
Nahini.
Nahini, beautiful. And Nahini, what area of Isaiah's life do you help her with?
Joy.
Joy, we were just talking about that before we started the session, Nahini. And how have you been helping her recently?
Helping her reconnect with the sea.
Okay, reconnect with the sea. Beautiful.
The joy of being light in the sea, mm-hmm. of not feeling the weight.
Beautiful. And how does she know when you're about? What kind of signs do you give her that she may or may not be aware of?
Usually she's not aware.
She's not aware? And in the future, would you like
to just attracted to the scene, but she kind of doesn't know I'm there. I'd like her to.
And how would you like her to?
I think now that she knows my name,
mm-hmm.
she can call me.
Beautiful. And Nahini, do you have anything that's important to tell Isaiah today?
Maybe that the connection that we have with the water, with being immersed in water and mostly with sea and ocean, is not to be lost ever again.
Mm-hmm.
That she forgot for a very long time.
Yes.
And it's very important that she doesn't anymore. And
okay.
That she does regular plunging.
Regular plunging. Okay, great. Beautiful. Anything else, Nahini?
No, we're good.
Perfect. Would you like to bring forward the next spirit guide that wishes to speak? Thank you for coming today.
Yeah, Michael's been kind of pushing around. He wanted to play for Nahini, but I says it felt like Nahini was just... Anyway.
All right. Hello, Michael, our dear friend. Are you going to take us on a journey today to find this thing that is not her, a different entity that she grabbed
at
some... You
programmed that, didn't you? You asked me to. Yeah, do it.
Okay.
So I will benefit.
Well, let's go. You're in charge, mate, as always.
Yeah.
Take her away. So Isaiah, follow Michael. You can drift away and float away or walk somewhere. Which way are you going?
Going up into a complete dark space, like cosmos,
mm-hmm.
star thingy.
Okay.
There are stars that go, there's no sunshine. It's like, yeah, like a spaceship situation. Only it's just me and Michael.
Perfect. I had a funny feeling this was going to go out into the cosmos straight away. So you're going to have to be the storyteller today and tell me what you're experiencing.
It feels like we're going somewhere precise and just floating in there. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Michael seems to know where he's going. Thank heavens, if I don't.
Yes, the coordinates have been
discussing it with me. He's just
yep.
kind of just like rocketing through outer space. And it feels comfy, but I don't know where we're going.
It's a bit like when the doctor programs the time machine, the TARDIS, and it knows where it's going.
I don't know. Kind of, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So just
I have wings, by the way.
You have wings? Of course.
Just realized I have wings.
What color are they?
Okay. Kind of crystal, transparent things. What's the name of that? Dragonfly type wing color.
Okay.
The shape are just angelic, but the color are, they don't look like feathers. Okay. Michael said, close your eyes now, and then we'll be there.
Okay.
And indeed, we are somewhere. I don't know where that is, but we're somewhere. My feet are on the ground, on some kind of ground. Yeah, it's the landscape is like rural, like countryside. There's grass and trees and forests. I don't know if it's this earth or some other earth. And we're walking now.
Okay.
Through this meadow type thing. The colors don't feel like exactly like this earth. The things look alike, but the colors feel slightly off. Everything feels, I'm gonna laugh, glittering. Like
glittery, okay.
It's almost as if I was in a cartoon, kind of a very chill, childlike universe.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you in a fairy realm?
It might be something like that, yeah. Colors are very pastel and shiny. Oh, there's a dark thing just in front of us. Like mm-hmm. this forest is not from this world. It seems like the forest is from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's been added to this place. And okay, so Michael just turned to me and said, that's your job to take this thing out of here. So kind of. And how do we do this?
Put it in your pocket?
Yeah, it's a big thing, though. It's the parts of the forest that being dark, bad, and...
Don't you have a wand or something in your pocket? You can shrink it down to size and...
Oh, I do have a wand. Thank you. I do have a wand, and I can make it small. I can shrink the thing then. Yeah, I'm wearing a kind of a big dress, long mm-hmm. dress thing. And there's a front pocket.
Okay.
Like a kangaroo thing.
Yep, like a pouch, yep.
Yeah, and I feel I have to put this dark stuff there.
Okay.
Take it away from the world.
Oh, I got it now. Yep.
Yeah. I can do this. It feels heavy, though. The instant I put it in my front pocket, it's like immediately I feel. Yeah, present. Mm-hmm. And Michael said something along the lines of, hey, I told you, like, it doesn't belong to you. Just have it in your pocket.
So we're kind of actually reliving a memory, aren't we?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And Isaiah, this dark thing that was added to this place, why was it just you that had to take it away?
I don't know. Yes.
All right. We'll keep following along and let's see what happens. And my next other question would be, who placed it there and why?
I don't know exactly who, but why is very clear. There's something, the message that I get is, because you can't be that happy, because you can't be that joyful. Mm-hmm. Something needs to drag you down. You can't be that happy. You can't fly this high. You can't be this successful. So this world, this very beautiful world, was too much. And it was, it's like this being was offended by that much beauty, happiness, joy, whatever, love.
And
to stain it.
Okay. Now, I just want Isaiah's subconscious mind to realize that we can cut and modify any section of the recording if Isaiah discovers something that she does not wish to be made public. So, Isaiah, do we know anything about this being?
I don't know exactly. I said they earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a man. A male entity, whatever thing. I don't know exactly.
Okay. All right. So keep following along.
Somebody who obviously feels or rejoices in the darkness, in kind of in other people's misery.
And
the world is not a world, it's me. I don't know.
This man that rejoices in the darkness, in other people's misery. Now, if he's on a shiny, glittery planet, did he come in disguise? Does he appear to other people as shiny, glittery, and happy, but yet he has a camouflage on or something like that? Is that how he got the dark thing there?
No, I don't think so. I think he just visits dark, happy places and, like big soul feet walking over tiny, beautiful flowers.
What else do you know? What else is Michael going to show you?
The name that came is Lucifer.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're going to have an opponent, might as well take the big guy. Okay. Well, Michael, now you know who you're talking to. Oh, fuck. I'm brave. Yeah, it feels like I've been carrying some part of that darkness.
Okay.
That does not belong to me.
And is Michael going to take you somewhere where you can throw that away or transmute it? For want of an expression of the Lord of Rings, throw it back into the fire.
Yeah, what are you going to do, Michael? Tell me, because I'm kind of, I can't do that on my own, for sure. Now, you mentioned Lord of the Rings, so of course I got the eagles immediately in my head.
I'm sure you can fly if you need to.
But yeah, there is, I think, an invitation to we are there. We are not in this fairy world, glittering world anymore. We are in the, we're standing on top of a cliff. And at the bottom of the cliff is a huge ocean. It's not Earth, but it's, you know, and it's like the end of the world. And then there's the sea that can, or the ocean that can clean anything that you throw in there.
No, the ocean cleans it, okay.
Sorry?
So if you threw it in there, then the ocean would clean it.
it will make it, it will wash it away and without hurting any other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so Michael's inviting me to take it out of my pocket and first have a good look at it and agree to let it go. Oh, there's a part of me that doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm. Resistance, for sure.
He's got power. And if I let that go, the power of the darkness will leave me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's mine. And then I'll be able to... Mine. Joyful, with no depth person.
Oh dear, no depth.
Interesting. Nice judgment, isn't it?
Naive and no depth. Well, okay. Interested in the power dynamic. How does holding on to this give you power?
I think that the power of the first word that comes is victim.
Victim.
Power of the victim. So the idea that I've got this burden and that makes me a poor little thing that helps. Or there are benefits in being a victim.
It's a bit like... It's a bit like when Frodo wears the ring. It does bad things to him, but he won't take it off.
Yes, kind of like that. But also there's a card in the I Ching, which I'm old. And this card is called the importance of the small one. So sometimes a tiny victim-like people or thing will kind of rule because nobody dares to put them back in their place, basically. And I really thought I did not carry that with me. But I was triggered last weekend by a friend, and I thought she's like that. But maybe it was just a mirror thing. But that was me as well.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting.
So let's explore the
thing, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a dark crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Again, movie buff today.
Oh, yeah.
Lord of the Rings, Dark Crystal. It is shiny and kind of beautiful, dark, mm-hmm. very black crystal. But still, I know that Michael's saying, get rid of the thing. Let it go now.
Yeah. I just want to touch on the fear of having no depth and being naive.
Yeah, I think that the fear is being ruled by a child, kind of being my inner child.
Just fear of being ruled by your inner child?
Yeah, kind of the inner child being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Having no knowledge of the world, of the ways of the world, or this naivety that the fool of the tarot deck.
Yep.
And it's dangerous to trust that.
Dangerous. Why is it dangerous?
It's a part of me. Because there are mean people, because there are dangers in the world, trying to. Yep. Maybe it's trying to. Fool me or get me to do things that I don't want to do.
So do you feel by holding onto this dark crystal, you're more of an adult and you're in touch with the fear and the dark side of life, so you hold it over them, so to speak?
Yes, exactly. Like, well, what comes to my mind right now is this thing that we say, at least in French, we say that when you grow up, you get the understanding of the reality of the world, which is not roses and lily and unicorns. You get the skill thing, like war. And I think that I have a fear of being disconnected from reality. Is I let go of the dark aspect of my whatever I'm down.
Okay, so I know the fairy realm is particularly, I'm not sure what the word is, keen, interested in breaking this stereotype that play and joy and unicorns and fairies are not for grown-ups. They're wanting to reconnect spiritual teachers to the fairy realm so that spiritual teaching doesn't become all serious all the time. So I can guarantee you that if you do listen to Michael and throw that crystal over the edge into the sea, that you will gain access to the spiritual wisdom of the Fae.
Ooh, I like that.
You give me something, I'll give you something back. The dolphins will deal with the dark crystal if you are willing to push it over, and the Fae will come as your reward. But you have to push it over.
I feel I need to say out loud that I want to get rid of it. I want to let it fall into the ocean of rejuvenation or cleanliness or whatever you want to call it. And I am going to do that.
Okay. Do you feel any emotion?
My belly is very painful.
Okay.
No, I don't feel emotion.
You don't feel angry at the crystal or anything?
Nope. No, what happens is my I have at this moment, my belly is going, like my physical body is moving. And there's just pain there, like, and again, like it's resisting. Something resisting. Although I said the words earlier on, I'm still holding to the thing.
Okay. So I'm going to... What?
Michael is interfering. Sorry.
He doesn't take shit from no one, Isaiah.
No, I know. Basically, say, give it to me.
Okay.
And I'll drop it. You trust me? Give it to me and I'll drop it. So he's now flying in front of me, like above the water, with his hands like this. And I can do that.
Can you give it to him?
That's a good idea. I'm doing it.
Well done.
And he's dropping the crystal in the water.
Okay.
It falls like slow motion line. And now it's
beautiful.
Michael is behind me now.
Okay, so now what can you see?
It's like the ocean has come out. There's no more cliff. It's like a beach-like thing now. And he's standing there. Michael he's got his hands around me, like I can lean onto him. It's the forest. And the scene in front is completely peaceful, like very, 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 very tiny little waves nothing compared to what it was earlier on. Wind and everything. There's such things. Everything seems to be still and yeah, and quiet. I think I need to sit down and just absorb the stillness and the peace around.
Who's flying above your head?
Sorry?
I look up.
My coronal chakra is open. Pulsing at this minute.
Okay, but I want you to see the beings that are above your head.
Yes. There's a lot of people there. A lot of people. Beings. And there's beings in the sea as well. Flying mermaid?
Mm-hmm.
Is that make anything?
Yes, it is.
Fairy mermaids? Of all sizes, like tiny ones and big ones, flying in the sea and flying in the sky above.
Beautiful.
All colors, it's beautiful.
Mm.
It's like a rainbow, or rather, fireworks. They're moving around so fast.
Like fireflies almost, you know how they make that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Feels so cool. Ooh, I like it. Sorry, I'm engulfed into my perceptions here. I'm kind of forgetting.
That's all right. You just meant to. The thing that with the fae of all kinds is that you need to experience to believe again.
So many. They seem to know Michael, which. You know, for me, it's an either-or situation. Either
No.
They're fairies.
No, of course.
It's not.
No, it's not at all. I get the feeling that Michael's walked off and he wants you to follow him.
Okay, let's go then.
I'm seeing he's walked off and there's either a tree or a stone or a door or something that you have to open. That's going to take you into the realm.
Oh, there's a door.
Yeah.
It's a door. Find the door. I'm too big for it for now.
Think like Alice.
Exactly. There's this, Michael just said, make yourself smaller. You want to be smaller? Make yourself smaller. Okay. So yeah, it's a tiny door. Yeah, very Alice-like in the tree. And then I open the door. And I'm small now.
Good.
Ooh, and I've got wings again. But I'm size B-size-like. Literally insect-like. Sorry, that's funny.
That's all right. Bees have to be very light. Why don't they?
Yeah, I am very light. I'm flying around like a bee.
I just want you to absorb that feeling of lightness.
To absorb it completely, make yourself bigger now and see that you still can fly. It's not a question of size, it's a question of lightness. So I'm my normal size now. I'm flying around. That's so fun. I like that. I hear a voice saying there's so much to learn around this. So, kind of go and investigate. Like this idea.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm doing this now, but
we'll see.
There's a giant mushroom, and I land onto it. The other part of me that says, okay, stop wasting your time here in the session. You should be going and doing something serious, kind of healing or whatever, but playing with mushrooms.
Ah, but we are embodying lightness.
Mm-hmm.
We're learning spiritual concepts through play.
Definitely. Yeah, so it's maybe the discovering all the knowledge doesn't have to be an intellectual one. But it's a play one, it's a fun one. It feels so weird not to have to suffer to learn.
Not to have to suffer to learn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or to grow, or to become self-developed.
What they say about children in kindergarten, Desire? Children learn through play. When a child is 4 or 5, they go to the preschool, the kindergarten here in Australia, and they learn everything through play, through painting, drawing, stories, running, making mud cakes.
They do.
Playing they shop. Do. And it's very specifically designed to incorporate an educational curriculum in the play, but they don't know it while they're playing, do they? So the Fae incorporate a spiritual curriculum in what you're doing and what you're about to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, so let me fly around, just have fun and do some fun thing. And I feel like I have a little magic wand that I can color the world around me. I would touch a flower and it would change color.
All right, let's just explore your abilities. What can you do?
Yeah, I have a wand, which is, cool.
What does a wand look like?
It's like a crystal on top of a wood stick. Very rustic. Yeah, handmade. I made it myself.
Okay.
Yeah, every time I touch anything, I can change its color or its texture.
Mm-hmm.
I get a make the mushroom. Oh, I don't know the word for that in English.
We'll just say it in French for the purposes of your brain.
Glissant, that it can glide.
Mm-hmm.
So it then becomes a, how'd you call that? So we're gone. I don't know. Like a ski rope, like ski slope, and I can go down the mushroom and land on big rock, and then I can change the color of it rocks with my wand, one little glass at a time. So I have a rainbow glass now instead of having one color. Much okay. more beautiful.
And do you feel any, in human terms, we would say color therapy going on with the colors? Do you feel magical mood enhancing properties with the different colors that you're painting things or not?
Just the fun to be able to be creative or to be, it's okay to not color in the lines. It's okay to, for the grass to be blue and not green. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be green, I guess. To feel that playing with those colors is kind of me giving myself the right or the permission to not follow the rules, know the world, and I can do things if I feel like doing them.
Okay, great. What else do you need to discover here today?
Impermanence. Because I suddenly got bored with the colors. Stuff, and I changed it all to a black and white world.
Oh,
I am. Okay, more not interesting anymore. Let's start from scratch. Like,
okay,
a little literal cartoon, and then I can color it all over again. But
okay,
so yeah, being okay with things not being interested. How can I put this? It's okay to change my mind. It's okay to get bored and to not finish stuff and to change whatever I'm doing and not be consistent and grown up about stuff.
can let it go,
have
hey?
Fun with that. Yeah, I could have fun with that for a while, and then if it's not enjoyable anymore, forget about it. Ooh, nice one. I need to learn as definitely need to learn that. I've got this good student attitude in life. That, finish stuff. I mean, blah blah blah.
Yes, I was wondering if there's a place in this beautiful world that you can throw out all the manuals and tech stuff that you're still holding on to.
It feels not important. They can be considered as if the important thing is not to get rid of them. It's to not give them value or importance anymore.
Yep.
I can use those. They can be tools or like I would use a brush or a pencil, a colored pencil, but it doesn't have to be important. It's not about letting go of everything. It's about what is important and putting back joy and color and fun top of my list of my visible world. So rather than letting go, I would say I put them somewhere where they don't.
Put them on the shelf instead of putting them on top of your head.
Yeah. And also in a place where they don't alter the view, what I see in my world. I like that.
And I feel like there's someone there that's got a token or a ticket or something for you.
I'm not getting your question.
I feel if you look around, there's a fairy or a magical being that has got something that you need to take with you, which is like a token, like an entrance pass to come back in whenever you like.
So there's a guy there, fairy guy type person, who has a machine that goes like this. I can't describe that. Goes like an old ticket machine, 19th century, train or something.
Yeah.
And it delivers me a long band of paper that says, permanent entrance to this world anytime.
Okay, beautiful.
It's kind of a ticket to remember that I belong there as well.
All right. And I'm assuming you just access it through meditation?
Not only. Oh, okay. There's something, if I turn the paper, it says something. It says through meditation, but also through creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And through, guess what? Swimming.
Swimming, cool.
Right. I'm sitting in nature and basically anything that disconnects my conscious, rational brain.
Mm. So you're, whenever your thought is allowed to, your mind is allowed to wander, you can access it that way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, if that's the case, is there anything else we need to see before we go back with Michael to the temple that we started in?
No, I think we're good. This ticket I'm going to carry very preciously.
Okay.
So that I know that my entry is always possible.
Okay, now, just before we go, because I forgot to ask this question earlier, do you have a name in this realm, you personally?
Do I have a name in this realm? If there's a fairy that laughed and said, of course you have a name. Referring to me, then of course you have a name, but you don't know it yet. You'll have to come back.
Ah, there you go. There's a reason to come back. All right. So, how are you going to get back? Chariot, spaceship?
Well, the thing is, you know, with me, Michael, it's as soon as you said, let's go back, we are back. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Okay.
Now, I'm sitting on this lounge chair again in the temple thing with a crystal over my head.
Okay. And what's now?
Well, Michael sat down on the chair just in front of me and said, and what now? And I have no clue. He sat down, crossed his legs and said, so what now? I have
We're talking in stereo. He and I said the same thing at the same time.
Exactly.
So, Michael, we have two options is the way I see it. We either go and do some more exploring of the spiritual causes in other lifetimes for Isaiah, or you redo that balloon popping. Do we still need to do that balloon popping, or have we got rid of that issue now?
No, we still need to do it.
Sorry?
And we still need to do it.
Still need to do it.
It's more important to do the things and to understand the causes.
Okay.
If that makes sense for today.
Okay. We'll do the thing then.
I don't know how we do with them, though.
Have to relax and give permission. Lay back and pretend you're on a chair outside of the beach and you are just having a little snooze. The sun is making you feel drowsy and you feel completely relaxed. And then shortly you should begin to see the color green behind your eyes and the color gold, color purple, and the color blue. As we welcome our friends Raphael, Zadkiel, and maybe some others. All we need to do is just
Gabriel.
Gabriel, that's the word I was looking for. Sorry, Gabriel. Bad girl.
You know, I know the guy because I at some point it's my name.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So just relax into allowing the healing to begin.
I feel I have to put my hands in motion.
Okay.
My hands are very, very hot. I've been given a word. The word is trust.
Trust.
Yeah. Trust that it's done. And I'm told to answer a question that you asked last time, because you didn't ask this time, so I'm going to ask it for you and answer it. So if you were to ask how many kilograms I'm ready to lose and I'm okay to lose or to let go of, my answer today would be, the sky's the limit.
Why?
Yes. When I said that, there was a wave of energy and goosebumps all over my body.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
There was a dark, black shadow that just lifted.
Mm-hmm.
And got replaced by the colors you mentioned earlier. The kind of different waves of colors. Of the green wall from my head to my feet.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of the push the dark, the green push the dark, and then the purple push the green. And yeah, and I feel like the blue then came after that. And now there's a wave of golden energy settling in light settling onto my body. I feel shiny.
Lovely.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Katish.
You're welcome. So the healing is now complete. Is there anything else that we need to do while we are up in these realms?
Nothing pops, so I guess not.
No? Okay. All right. Then we will bade everybody farewell.